This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
And like we indicated, Mpumalanga vehicle owners, private and companies in areas with their vehicle license disc fees will be able to make arrangements to settle their historical debt. The Community Safety Department has extended an invitation to car owners who find themselves in this predicament. We are now chatting to Chief Director for Transport Regulations, and this is Sibandiso Nkuna. Good morning, Mthimkhulu. Thank you for making time to join us this morning. Are you well?
No, good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much. Good morning to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Yeah. So let's start with maybe what led the department to making this suggestion or decision to carry out payment plans for motorists who haven't paid their license discs.
Two things. The first was that our people, we suspected that our people don't know that they are owing, some of them. Hence, we see some of them coming forward. The thing that we notice is that we suspected some of the members of the public did not know that they were owing. Because when they were coming forward to register their vehicles, sometimes when you tell them you are owing an outstanding license fee, they seem surprised. And then we said, maybe we need to engage everybody and ask them to come forward. But number two, there are those people who are affected, because once you owe us, then the system blocks you. You can't renew your driving license. You can't renew the licensing of the other vehicles, which indirectly affects economic exercises and practices that will assist improving the economy of the country. Because let's say a code 14, somebody who's looking for a job, can't get a job because he can't renew his driving license when he's owing. And again, business people who are owing a lot of money can't register and renew their trucks. A lot of trucks are driving around without license. So then said, maybe we need to sit down and develop some sort of a process within the department to allow those people to come forward. And we know that most of them, they can't pay the whole amount once. Even if it is 50,000, some of the people can pay 50,000 at once. It's worse because some of the people are owing over 100,000 and some companies are owing us over millions. Mm-hmm. So we then said, no, let's sit down and craft an agreement with whosoever comes forward. If he agrees, once he starts paying, then we reactivate the person in the system so that we move parallel. While he's paying, at the same time, he's able to look for a job. At the same time, he's able to renew his drugs and contribute on economic growth in the province and in the country. So that's exactly what made us to come up to this.
And how have the car owners accepted or received this decision? And I think while we are answering on that, let's also reflect on how long do people get to pay the period term?
Yeah, we still have an assessment because we just starting. We have a week started, but I have seen two people already came forward to talk to us. But we will be assessing as people will be coming forward. But at the same time, we are analyzing the information that we have in the system, because after notifying all the members of the public, if they don't come forward, obviously the department will remain with no option but to approach the court and collect the debt one way or the other, because we would have done everything to try and help those people. On the side of how long is one going to pay, we will seriously use a lot of sympathy on this one. It will definitely depend on what you earn and what you can afford. While we're sitting down discussing, we will discuss with you. We're not going to impose and say, because you're owing us 20,000, give us 5,000 per month, and what if that 5,000 makes you not to be able to take care of issues somewhere else? If you will say, no, I can pay 12 months out of the 20,000, we look and say, but is it fair? We will come with option based on discussions that we'll have with those people. Yeah. We are really open for possible a longer period, but we can't go beyond 5 years.
Okay. And then there's always a catch with these payment arrangements. For people that do not keep up to the arrangement, what are the sanctions there?
Yeah, the contract is clear, once you jump and you don't pay, then we reactivate you into the system. The system blocks you, then we close shop. Then we follow the routine of the debt collection. We then approach the state lawyers and we push you to court to pay.
Okay. So for those that make payment arrangements, what happens in the meantime? By I follow e license this cable?
Yes, immediately you make the agreement, and then you're saying this is how I'm going to be paying you back. Then we activate you into the system, you get the disc and everything. Because that's exactly what we want to normalize, because it has a big impact on our economic growth. And we want people to look for jobs. We want people to use their business vehicles to do business.
Mm. And Mr. Nkuna, are there people who do not qualify for this payment plan?
Yet, we don't have any that do not qualify. No, we don't. The only people that might come forward and qualify differently is a person who will come and say, I was in jail for the last 5 years. That's why I was unable to pay the vehicle. That person will then remove the whole penalties and the interest. Then he will pay maybe 500 rand times 5 years only for the licensing. So it will reduce a lot of money, because I can tell you, if you owe us for 5 years, it's possibly owing us more than 40,000 rand for 5 years. So if you come forward and say I was in jail for this period of, and you give us proof, then we might even remove everything, and then you only pay 2,500. Even if you want to pay that 2,500 in installment, we do it, and then you finish it within a certain period. We want really to help the community. The department wants to help the community to come out of this problem. Mm.
And where can people apply?
They come to our office. They make an appointment, as we said in the statement, because we don't want a person who will come and say, I came there, I was not helped. We will schedule you and tell you when are you going to come. So they will use our number 013-766-1542.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Yes, sir, you're about to say?
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Thanks.
That's the Chief Director for Transport Regulation, Mr. Sbandiso Nkuna.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.